The best tea in the city.
Now, you and I, your friend, your colleague, including your sister and even older brother, we all know what good in bed is. I mean, even when their character sucks, but if they're good in bed, you will find a way to have them around, to keep them around. But what happens when they are bad in bed? More so when it's a woman. Do men know how to give negative feedback? Negative sex performance feedback.
You know, Tina, as guys, we look at this thing as in like you disrespecting her, or you like you're gonna make her feel useless. So honestly, we don't talk about those things. We rather, when it's done, it's done. You no longer have to call her back or talk to her again, block her, or make an excuse to just get rid of it. So something else.
And my question is, how will she know? And you may find it in 20 years. How would she know? Majida. So it is true. Men don't know how to give negative feedback when it comes to sex. As a woman, how do you know you are not good in bed? One, obviously, but you're a ghoster. You never get a return match. Two, chances are when all you want to be is to be in love and you don't really enjoy sex. Marawi boy. Three, you may find that sex is really about him, not about you. Right? This is you. This is at the telltale signs to you as a girl. You see her. And honestly, I don't really enjoy it. Or, it's all about him. Right? And that's you telling yourself. But how would you know as a feedback if he doesn't tell you? You are not great in bed for him. Maybe you were with somebody else, but for him, no. Why doesn't he say something? Wait, what's Abu? Because chances are, Omushez, or Chamengwan, or Shail. Mara, instead, Ulo Chala Majitako Kuni. And now, when I'm about to have Fita Mule Lamutse, or Kidi Hash Habja Ainanglo, which kills her, by the way. Men don't know how to tell her when she's bed in bed. Sister, have you ever received sex performance review from a guy, especially when it was not great? Talk to me. Hello, Tabs, God's stepson. That is true, T. We just ghost them most of the time. The few times I have given constructive feedback, it was not taken well. Hi, Bo.
I mar prati maruspaga indabi. Sira suspaga indabi. Let's suppose as in king as in suspaga wool prati. I am a chitani bindazol kulun kunis.
Hamlu. Honestly.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Here are the 3 teaspoons on signs that you as a girl, you can know that maybe I'm not good in bed. One, you don't get a return match. You get ghosted. Because most guys love sex and will really say no to no strings attached fun. As a result, most guys will be happy to hit round 2, 3, or 4, 6, you name it. But if it's really awful, they'll ghost you and never do it again. How do you know? 2, you personally, if you're being honest, you don't enjoy sex. Believe it or not, it's pretty obvious when a girl is not into it. Not enjoying sex makes it very hard for anyone to want to be enthusiastic or to do the work to please the next person. So most guys, upon realizing that the girl doesn't really like the horizontal tango, will back away because the lack of enthusiasm is both ego-crushing and off-putting. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on how do you know you're not good in bed as a girl, because he won't tell you. You have one set bedroom routine and that's all you ever do. One. Yeah. At first, it can be sexy. But after a while, it gets boring. I mean, even the hottest routine, like woman on top, will eventually get old. Feedback. Let's talk about that. Have you ever received any feedback? Negative feedback. Why is it that men don't give negative feedback?
I'm going to speak, and I don't want to speak on behalf of many women or men in general. I'm just speaking with my perspective in mind. I think that what I've noticed is that myself as a woman, I'm not very receptive of negative feedback. And I think that what I do is that I create then an environment where it's not comfortable for a man to then say that, Mbali, this was the situation during our lovemaking that I did not like.
Yeah.
And it's not because I am defensive. No, it's because I'm an emotional being, right? Mm-hmm. So for them, it's difficult for them to then tell me, Uti, Mbali, you are not doing 1, 2, 3 the way that I like it, because I'm going to feel rejected by that, you know? And then by me being rejected, then I become defensive and say, even when I'm trying or whatever, it took me a lot to give you my body and my soul, whatever. When I appreciate you, you know, those kinds of things, then the guilt starts to turn around.
Yeah. So you guilt trip him.
I guilt trip him. So why would that person then come back and tell me, I don't like the way you kiss or the way that you jump
sinyawo lakho? Or can I show you how I like it?
Because if you say that to me, can I show you how I like it? Ufunde kubani? Buyela lapho ke.
Awufuni
mina. Because I'm giving you what I can give you, and you are essentially telling me it's not good enough. I just think if we prepared ourselves to be receptive of certain things, then life would be easier. But also, there's a time and place for feedback. You can't just give feedback willy-nilly. Uyanyamalala, you blue tick me for 5 days, and then you come back and say, by the way, it's because you didn't lift your leg enough.
Uyaluma.
Or chige fast, no change position. Ebanda. Yeah, no.
Signal injury.
You catch a cramp. Wow, when you busy. Yeah, wana. Hey, kai. Usmange la kayenzi kaso. Wana.
Hey, comparing. Wow.
JJ?
I think it's also power dynamics, because men are mostly the ones that have to bargain for sex in most situations. They're more kind or scared to tell you because they want a second time around. Men don't, most of the time, don't really mind how they get it, as long as they get it. So they're very conscious of what they say, of how they communicate. So from what I've noticed, it's either they lead you when it's not good. So they'll never say, no, I don't like this. If I'm on top, just moving the shoulders, he'll
But can't you tell from the body language though?
Yeah, because
that is like, this guy, the enthusiasm it started with, and now,
No, they give you feedback within, while you're busy making love. They'll take you off and put you under if you're not good on top. They're doing it intentionally to show you that you're not doing a good job on top of me. And also, some use asking you questions. How did you find it? Do you prefer the pace I went? They make it seem as if it's them.
We are still drinking water. Time and place.
They're trying to show you that no,
you see,
pace is not a good thing.
Time and place. You can't immediately after the deed. I guess so. Hemilu hema. Umputa kure. The time ku push it akwa. Do you like it like this? Hey, niyege. Unpef mule. Nizkabang enam. Unpalama notes. Unhighlight.
So when do you want to know?
No, we can recon just before the next round. Not. Yeah, I mean.
Let me tell you what happened in the first 2 hours of the show. Still continuing. The conversation continues. Simply put, men don't know how to give negative feedback around sex. They don't. And how will she know then what to work on, what to improve on, if he doesn't give feedback? But the biggest question is, sister girl, can you handle feedback? Negative feedback. So, wait. So, if Majita don't give feedback, especially when it's negative, what happens then when he wants to talk about his sexual fantasies? I guess he's not comfortable to have uncomfortable conversations. What more? about fantasies. This is what I like. And, oh, I can't wait to take your call on this. Last step is coming up. Anon, Uring.
I've been married for 8 years. My husband does not know how to give me any kind of feedback. I check in with him now and then about how satisfied he is about our sex life, and I always get the same response. It was great. That's it. I don't know if it's because of our culture, but the black man in him won't allow him to express what sexual pleasures or fantasies he would like me to fulfill. I mean, I'm more than willing to make it happen, but if I don't know what's lacking, then there isn't much that I can do about it now, is there?
So, in other words, this goes deeper than just giving me negative feedback. The fact that you can't talk about it, Bizo?
Show Uncle T, show Uncle T. I rather tell you, Uncle T, than go to Amjela Machita or Umanunya Malalenji, because this is a small world. It's Uzosangana now at some point. Akbuzi, which you know, when I want you since that day when Yamalala, so Nitaela, you'll have to answer eventually. So it's better Umjele than go to Yamalale, Uncle T. Just be honest to her, Umjele.
Is feedback, negative feedback, will it be something you will be willing to take?
If you make it a me thing, then I won't take it. If it's a we thing, then I will. I'll but be willing to listen. No, it's not me.
It's you.
I'm not there alone.
No, sure, but here in particular,
it's you. Could never be me. History has shown.
Your history. Your history with X.
Uh-huh.
Is not, it can't be the same with Y.
Sure, however, my history with all the exes shows that
I'm tempted to ask that Divine Gaiki, but it's fine.
Don't ask. It's not a question you want to go into.
But the feedback, is it good? Is it good to get feedback?
It's good, but don't make it a me thing. It's a we thing.
So the how you give feedback,
very important.
Make it
A wee thing. So it's a wee project and not a you're this, you need to fix this, back better.
Yeah.
No, would never work.
How would you give feedback?
I would give feedback during the situation. So then we would switch it up right there and there.
But it's the how, isn't it?
It's the how.
So in the heat of the moment, do you think you'll have the perfect how? In terms of manner of speaking, the choice of words?
Yeah.
You trust yourself like that?
I do. Because also I'm thinking of how I would receive it, so I know that I also need to be cognizant of how I say it as well.
Yeah.
And that I understand how you receive it as well. So you need to say it back to me so you understand where I'm coming from.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what I'm saying and what you're hearing can be two different things.
Yes.
So, yeah.
We are game bomb funding.
Hashtag also, man. Anyway, huh? I didn't say, what did you hear?
But take your time.
Take the last six. Call us now on 086-000-959.
It's time for you to take the last sip. How to tell her if she's not great in bed. Langalisha, my husband tells me straight to my face, he would ask, who's that gogo I just left with? Oh, that is sweet.
Morning, Brati. Kirashi, manna abatibi. Ubona fela kasipahle ura mo ha enjoy. Wena uka mjitore. Kirashi, baba side man. Kwa ba ipuela fela. Lari kreta fela le mjitore. Yo hai bu nole mnati. Utoka respondi ayo ura ai. Nose mnati fela. Tata kore. Hazi ibu gualwe. Namara wati wa gua kanto. Mutwaka descendet. Kirashi, nashe mutwaka. Brati. Mjitore ante. Yo, Karun Ropil, rest a fella 5 minutes and then get away.
You see, that's the difference between girls and boys. Girls will tell you, I un Ropil, right there, feedback, boom. Are, koka moyanta do hul. Machita, something else. Seb.
Uncle T.
Ori, logic says you must tell her.
Yes.
But?
Experience.
Oh, no. Please turn around. I want to hear you. The line is breaking. Something wrong with the line there. Turn around because I definitely want to hear you. Oh no, it's bad. Mohali, hi. Mohali? Okay, Mohali also struggling to hear me. What's happening?
I mar prati marusfaga indabi. Sira susfaga indabi. Let just pose as in king and susfaga wuro prati. I am a chitani bindas or kulun kunis.
You're my favorite voice note of the day, Blue.
So with me, if I'm intimate with someone for the first time and the sex was not good,
yeah.
I honestly won't say it explicitly that I didn't enjoy the sex.
Okay.
But what I will do is that I will put my clothes back on and there's no cuddling and there's no second round.
Huh.
I think that way she needs to know, Jorge, something was wrong with the sex, you know. But I wouldn't actually explicitly say, Jorge, no, you were bad. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's ungentlemanly, you know.
Mm.
So you hoy hints, you know, because women like cuddling. And they expect maybe the second or third round or whatever.
Yeah.
But if the sex was bad, then I'll just put my clothes back on. Maybe take her back home or... Yeah, but that's how she needs to know that...
So in other words, read the verbal cues. Grace, I hope your line is better. Hello, Grace. Grace, are you there? Grace is not there. There's definitely something wrong with our lines. Okay. Mokwena, we're not in.
Brati, it's not every man, Elonghore. We don't talk about the bad experiences that we've had.
Okay.
You just need to find a way of telling Motua Hore, and find a solution.
Okay. All right. I'm glad that you're talking.
Ngithi mina ngeke sibatshele labantu angibazi kakhulu. Namhlanje uzothiyamtshela kusasa uyakutshela ukuthi hey asange ngithi mina ube netsibithi inkenya enhlanje yabo. So ngcono sibayeke kanje babe yilabantu abanye.
Sorry, I'm laughing. Oh man. Grace Mohali Tsepo, sorry man, the phones are letting us down. But I appreciate your calls, really. I really do. It is Car 959 on the street. We're on the air.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday.